And coming up tonight, we have an Ask UAS presentation. And here to tell us more about that, we have Shelley Tabb from the library and Dr. Brandon Chapman, who will be conducting this presentation. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
All right. And Shelley, maybe to start off, tell us a little bit about Ask UAS.
Sure. So I'm Shelley Tabb. I'm with the campus library. And we have a speaker series every semester called Ask UAS, where Ketchikan finds answers. And we showcase the talent in our community and on our campus, and we have presentations on a variety of topics. So this academic year, we've had presentations on zombies, edible native plants. Now we're going to have one on Russia. So just a wide variety of topics that are free and open to the public. And our presentation tonight by Dr. Brandon Chapman is will be at the campus library at 6:30 p.m. So we hope to see you there. And of course, it's free and we have snacks. So bring a friend.
Okay.
Sounds great. So we're going to be talking about Russia this evening. So it's like was said in the previous segment, spring equinox. So it's a hopefully folks will be able to come out and see it. And so talking about there's a lot written about Russian history and Russian government, Russian politics, all that sort of stuff, but not necessarily about the Russian people, what they believe about politics. How recent historical events have shaped those political opinions. And so that's what we'll be getting into with the presentation this evening. I've done firsthand survey research regarding Russians' political values, political opinions, these sorts of things, and how they relate to Russian culture. And so that's what we'll be covering.
Have you been to Russia?
Yes, full disclosure, my fiance is actually Russian, so this is one of the reasons why I'm doing research over there as well. And so she's very much helped with this, and is, she'll be referenced obviously tonight as well regarding that. So yes, have multi-year experience over there. So.
And the title is Total Collapse: The Transition from Communism to Capitalism in Russia. How does capitalism differ there from here?
Sure. So, modern Russian history is Soviet history, of course, from 1917 to 1991. That was, 91 was the collapse of the Soviet Union and Soviet socialism. And so what came in immediately and quite rapidly after that was a transition, a pretty hard transition to free markets, privatization, capital, what we consider capitalism. And so to a culture that was not necessarily used to that, had not very much knowledge of it nor ready for it. And so it caused a huge economic collapse. And so how did this affect Russian people themselves? How did it affect, those people that were young adults at that time are now the people running the society, essentially, that they, middle-aged and, a little bit older now in 2017, 2018. So how did that affect them? So I'm specifically looking at the 90s as a big transition period to privatization. The Soviet, in the Soviet Union, everything, literally everything was state-owned, land, property, the commanding heights, industry, everything was state-owned. And it just, privatization came en masse in about 2 or 3 years in the early 90s. And it was, you can use the analogy, it's like jerking the car the other way, completely as far as politics and economy. And so a big deal, really affected people's lives, daily lives, very seriously. And so this survey that we've done gets at that, asks people what their experiences were, and outlines, how those things affect how they look at things like Vladimir Putin and geopolitics and the world today. So,
and that's the data, I guess, you were collecting, and that's what you're presenting.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's what we're covering, basically going through a little history of the 90s and recent Russian history, and then that sort of sets the stage to report on the results of the survey and the research. Yeah.
And how has Russia changed in a sense? Because, when I was a kid, it was Russia, the Cold War, and very non-accessible.
Sure.
Is it much more accessible now?
Well, this is also why it's a fascinating topic, at least I find, because, we as Americans, in school, middle school, high school, we learn a lot of our own history. We learn European history because that's where we descend from. But, Russia is a third of the world. It's a huge population. And even though they've been sort of a, sort of adversary, if you will, for a long time during the Cold War and back in the 20th century, we know very little about their history in mass as a, you know, as American people. And so that's very fascinating. And so, you know, that's sort of a fascinating aspect of it, is to try to, you know, learn, because we need to, because we're obviously, geopolitically, we are still sort of adversarial with them. And so we need to understand how they think and what the Russian mind is like and what the people there think of us and how, you know, how that affects things going forward in current situations. So that's, what we'll try to dig into a little bit here in this talk. So, you know, then things have changed. It's not the same as it used to be. And again, the 90s were, had at least some effect on that because of the big changes, the big shifts that occurred then. So,
how easy was it to get people willing to do these surveys?
This was actually done. This is sort of a preliminary part of the research. We're also doing field research, me and my fiance, this year and next year. But this was actually done online. So there's a lot of online social science, online research firms that facilitate these sort of things. And we got a really good sample across the country from Moscow to Siberia of a lot of different people. So it was really, you do it that way, more social science research is going online in this way, and it's not really that difficult. Have a lot of variety of people answered the survey and the questionnaire. So.
Interesting. And it sounds a great opportunity to learn more about the people of a country, because again, what we see is kind of what's in the news or what's out there, and it's the same thing what other countries see about us.
Sure.
Is whatever they're...
They see the politicians and they see the policies, but they, you know, what do the people actually think? And that's what anthropology, cultural anthropology is. One of its hallmarks, of course, is what do the people, the narod, that they would say in Russian, the people, what do they think? And so that's what we're drilling down on here.
Sounds very interesting.
So, yeah.
Anything
else
you wanted to mention tonight? Today? It's not tonight yet.
it's good weather. Come on out if you have the chance. I'd love to see you. So...
Yeah, and for next time, so next month on April 12th is going to be our final Ask UAS of the semester, and we are going to have Gary Freitag talking about ocean acidification and how to have a healthy ocean. So mark your calendars for that one as well. It'll be in the campus library at 6:30 p.m. as usual. And, we hope to see people come out tonight and support Dr. Chapman and learn more about Russia. It's all over our headlines, and, you know, this is just a great opportunity to learn more about, a different country.
Okay, great. Thank you so much. Shelley Tabb and Dr. Brandon Chapman. Again, that presentation tonight, Total Collapse, the Transition from Communism to Capitalism, begins at 6:30 p.m. in the UAS Ketchikan Campus Library.